today on Compassion Radio.
Every morning we start our office out with a family devotion, we call it. Mm-hmm. Whatever clients that we feel like they need more, because we don't have the traditional home yet that we want. We have the land. We bought the land this year, actually the end of last year, and so we were blessed with eight acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
And
beautiful place.
We want to build our property, our safe home for girls to come 6 months, 9 months, however long they need to find their identity in them. Because being abused by a father or uncle for 19 years, 16 years, they don't know that's all. They're only being used.
Well, hello and welcome again to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. Today, Bram's wife Sandy connects with Pamela Chikundu of Entebbe, Uganda. Pamela is head of a ministry called Hope for Restoration Initiative. This ministry, which applies a human rights-based approach, focuses on the promotion, observance, and protection of the rights of children, teenagers, and youth in general. They also focus on the plight of girls and boys who are sexually abused and those who are at risk of being abused. I'm Frank Montenegro, and thanks for being with us. Here's part one of that conversation.
Friends, I just want to welcome to Compassion Radio a new friend of mine, and I'm so thrilled to introduce her to you. I met her here in Uganda at the Asmara Women's Retreat that I was privileged to be part of, to volunteer for, and Pamela was in my small group, and I was so thrilled to meet her. Pamela Chikundu is here in Entebbe, Uganda. And she works with a ministry. She and her husband have started a ministry called Hope for Restoration Initiative. And there's another little piece of that that we're going to talk about as well called Hope for Her. But I want you to meet Pamela, and I want you to hear her telling her story, because it's a beautiful picture of God's sovereignty and surprising with joy and all kinds of things that God does that we don't expect. So, Pamela, welcome to Compassion Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's been such a blessing to be in your small group and just get to know you more. Hope for Restoration Initiative. The Lord brought me to Uganda 6.5 years ago. And I just came for 6 months to be a missionary with a training school. I thought that was it. 6 months on the fields, going back to America, that's life. But the Lord showed me differently. When I was here my first 6 months, I was in contact with many girls that have been sexually abused. And that just tugged on my heart that they didn't have a voice. They didn't have a friend to walk through life with. And so, long story short, the Lord gave me a vision for a safe home for a ministry to protect the girl child and to have like a traditional home that they would come for a couple months and get healing, restoration, inner healing, counseling, and get a trade to be able to go back and sustain themselves. Getting jobs here is very difficult. And
so what kinds of trades were you teaching them?
Hairdressery, making crafts. We make sanitary pads. Cookery for some of the girls. If the boys, we get boy cases as well. Carpentry, mechanic. And so we have different small partnerships with people in our community that we will take them to, because we're not fully operating yet, because the Lord is still providing. But we have a fully operating counseling center in Entebbe. We've been operating for 4.5 years, and we provide all types of counseling. We're a counseling center. We have social workers, counselors. We have a nurse. We have a clinician. And then we go out into the schools and preach the gospel. It's really cool here that there's no regulations on going into Muslim schools, and we share the gospel with Muslims.
That's amazing.
And we have an awesome tool that we have now since 2016 is sanitary pads. And that really gets us into the Muslim schools. We go into prisons. We go into hospitals. As we're handing out the sanitary pad, we're able to share the gospel, to share the truth. We've seen dozens of Muslims give their life to the Lord because they see the heart of us and for the people of Uganda, and realizing that there's more. There's hope. God gives us hope. And Hope for Restoration wants to give hope to the vulnerable and to the needy.
So tell me why sanitary pads are such a ministry. I mean, I gotta be honest. In America, there are so many different kinds of those things that we don't even know what to do with that. and we don't understand the importance of this ministry. We don't understand the severity of of what that looks like for this for these countries. So tell us why that's so important.
Yes. Yeah, we don't think about going to the store and picking up a box of pads because it's just natural.
Right.
But here in Uganda, the girl child will use newspapers, will use T-shirts, and get nasty infections. Nasty infections. Or the real purpose, where I found out, is they would prostitute themselves because they didn't have $1 for seven pads, and the Always pads here, you can get seven of them for $1, and that's usually lasts them a month.
So tell me, okay, $1 though in America, how much is that in Ugandan money?
4,000 shillings.
Okay, so that's not a small amount to.
And that's an average salary per day.
Okay.
So $1 a day is maybe $2 if it's a gracious job, but about $1 to $2 a day is an average salary for a person in Uganda.
Okay.
And so we just saw girls missing out on school. We saw girls being teased and bullied in school because they didn't have them. And so we wanted to create something. And there's so many other ministries and projects that make pads, but our ministry hands them out for free. Each girl gets a set of 6 pads for a year. And if they properly, we hand wash here, so if they properly wash them, the pads should last them 1 full year. And we go back and redistribute the pads after the year is up. We keep a log of when we gave, because we don't want the girl child to feel they're disgusted.
Right.
We don't want them to self-prostitute themselves for $1 because they can't have pads. That's just like unimaginable to us. And I'm married to a Ugandan, and he just didn't realize how much the girl's child struggled in Uganda with this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so him and another couple in America, we sat in the living room just praying for the Lord to... It was the beginning of January of 2016. We were just asking for a new vision to find... We needed to fill in a gap of protecting these girls. And pads are protecting our girls.
Right.
Just a simple pad is protecting our girl child here.
Protects them not just from prostitution, but other kinds of severe treatment as well.
Mm-hmm. And injections, monthly injections, because of nasty, nasty diseases.
Right.
Infections, because they're not hygienically taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. So you said that you came to Uganda and you were just planning to be here for 6 months, and then God began to build something in your heart that was kind of overflowing. And what precipitated the decision to stay in Uganda?
So I went to my husband now asking for a woman counselor to do ministry with. I thought I'd come back to Uganda once a year, twice a year, on a month-long holiday. I would take a long vacation, and I would come back and pour into my ministry here. But I wanted a Ugandan godly woman to build a ministry with. So I went to my husband, as he's a counselor. We were just friends in the church, and the Lord knit our hearts together. And so if it wasn't for me going to my husband, and he's worked with Red Cross for 16 years, and so his heart's for the vulnerable, his heart's for the needy. He's a pastor at Calvary Chapel in Tebe. And so as I was asking him to lead me to a right Ugandan, because I knew a white girl couldn't do a whole ministry by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure me. It's possible to do ministry by yourself, but I needed a Ugandan behind me because I was not planning to live here.
Right.
That was never my goal. And then my second time coming back, the Lord knit my husband and our heart together, and we got married 4 months later. And then the ministry, we just started our ministry off with our family support for the first year because we only had time in the States to raise money for our family.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the first year we lived off of family and ministry, and then after we were able to go back to the States and raise support, the Lord has provided to do. We have 13 paid staff that we pay salaries once a month for, 3 moms, 3 single mothers that work on our PAD project, Hope for Her. We have 3 single mothers that are working Monday through Friday. All they do is sew pads. We make about 1,000 to 1,300 pads a month, depends on the month and the support that we get for the pads. And some of the mothers their daughters have graduated university, and they never imagined because their husbands are drunks or their husband is deceased. And so we've given hope not only to the girl child, but we have built up 13 staff members as a family, as Hope for Restoration. And we are a family unit, and
right.
they And they are a part of us, and they are the voice. They are why we are doing this, is to give hope to the families, but then we're spreading all over.
Spreading that hope along. So we as a group, the Esmera team, had a sweet opportunity to go to your facility and to meet some of your mamas and some of the young gals, too, that were working on the project. And I feel like you tried to teach us to make these pads. And I feel like we probably made more work for your team than
it was a blessing.
Than helping them out. But it was so neat to see how you and your husband preferred these women. You stepped back and you allowed them to teach us. And it was very sweet to me. It was touching to me how you did that, how you've trained them, you've equipped them, you've given them a voice. And allowed them to teach others.
They're the ministry. We aren't like, we don't know how long we're in Uganda for. Mm-hmm. And we want to build up the Ugandans. We, yes, I might be the CEO of it, but I'm not the heart of it. They are. Our our 13 paid staff are the heart of, and it's just loving on them, giving them the insurance in Christ, giving them the freedom to do the work for their people.
Yeah.
We're building up Ugandans to serve their people.
Can you just share with our listeners just an example of one or two gals that you can think of, or one of the mamas that's there, that this project really transformed?
Yeah, we have one of the mothers that was a single mom of three children. She worked for another white person as his caretaker for his house, making meals, cleaning the compound, washing their laundry for 17 years. And just one night, he just said, I'm done working with you. You're not welcome here anymore. Mm. So she had three children, one in university. And this guy was taking care of the school fees already. They didn't have any rent. She didn't pay rent for 17 years.
So he was providing everything for them.
He was providing everything for them. And then one night, everything was gone. Her world crashed. And she struggled for about 6 months until... And that's when we birthed hope for her. And we realized she was going to be the head of that. Mm. She was already gifted in tailoring, so she already knew how to sew. Mm-hmm. We've given her more skills. They've gone to more schools to learn more skills. Mm-hmm. But her daughter is now married. She finished university, a four-year degree. Mm. And that is really rare here, and especially for a single mother.
Yeah.
And we came in at a perfect time to finish off the schooling with her. Just her salary paid for the schooling.
Yeah.
And so, and her two other sons, she has a girl and two boys, and they're still in high school. They're still going to high school, but the Lord is definitely blessing them. And so, we've given families hope, not only just the local girls, but we've built up our people. And so, that's one just example of one night. We never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
And she didn't prepare. She didn't have savings. She 17 years of life.
Right.
Was serving for one family, and then it was all of a sudden you're kicked on the streets. You don't even have a house.
You're listening to Compassion Radio. Coming up next, more with Sandy Floria and her guest, Pamela Chikundu. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. This is Bram Floria, president of Compassion Radio. Everything we do is done with the intent to build you up in the Christian faith and to give you opportunities to help build the kingdom around the world. All through the month of March, we have the great privilege of celebrating our 75th anniversary. It's hard to believe that this unique radio ministry has been on the air for 75 years. Even more amazing, Compassion Radio is the only completely listener-supported radio program on the air this long. We are not funded by a huge church organization or wealthy benefactor. You are our church, our sending agency, and our partners. I know that God has been working through you to make it possible for us to do this work each and every day. Right now, I want to offer you a special opportunity. If this broadcast has ever challenged you in your faith, inspired you to serve, or encouraged you in any way to do better in your walk with God, please let us know right now by supporting this daily radio ministry and the international mission projects of Compassion Radio with your prayers and with your financial support. Please, friends, reach out today to show us that support as we celebrate 75 years of broadcasting a message of hope found in Christ alone. If you're able to invest with a one-time, or better yet, a regular monthly gift, it will go a long, long way to making sure we remain on the air for another 75 years. You can reach us by calling 1-800-868-2478. or by visiting CompassionRadio.com. When you're there, just click the donate button at the top. Again, our toll-free number is 1-800-868-2478, and our website is CompassionRadio.com. And new for this year, you can give right through your phone. Just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION to 53445. And of course, you can always mail your gift to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. A final word about our current Door of Hope project. This month's special matching grant of $4,000 is well underway, so please get a hold of us right away to make sure we meet that goal this month. Thanks so much for your prayerful consideration. We hope to hear from you soon.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood
Celebrating 75 years in Christian broadcasting, this is Compassion Radio.
We never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
And she didn't prepare. She didn't have savings. She 17 years of life was serving for one family, and then it was all of a sudden you're kicked on the streets. You don't even have a house.
Yeah. Well, it was sweet to meet. This is Imelda that we're talking about, and she's the beautiful lady that taught us how to cut the towels and the fabric and to make these pads. And I just want to explain for a second. I want to stop here and explain that these are beautiful works of art. I mean, they are beautifully designed. And when you see them, you're like, what is that for? And it's just amazing to me because they really are. They come in a beautiful little bag. And so it's discreet for the young women to have them. It's just like a little purse or a little bag that they can carry.
And we don't want them to be uncomfortable.
Right. Because
they've already been uncomfortable. They've already missed so many days of school. And so we want them to feel feminine and pretty about it. We make them bright colors.
Yes.
Because we want it to be cheerful and not a thing that is condemned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's a very sweet ministry. And we met a young gal, too. She didn't speak very much. But can you tell me a little bit about the young gal that came in? She said she was apprenticing a little bit.
And so we have four girls right now that were kind of interning a little bit. And they have this one particular girl that you met. She lives with her grandmother. Her parents both died when she was young. And so just a connection of a connection that she found us, and she just needed a safe place to be during the day and pretty much a meal for the day. And so we started teaching her tailoring, And we do craft making. We make jewelry, bags, earrings, necklaces out of paper. And so our mothers are pouring into the youth that are coming for counseling because, like I said, we're a fully operating counseling center. And so there are some girls that are just on the streets. And so they come work with us tentatively, but they just get lunch and they get loved on. They get discipled. We pray with them. Every morning we start our office out with a family devotion, we call it. Mm-hmm. And so we just, whatever clients that we feel like they need more, because we don't have the traditional home yet that we want. We have the land. We bought the land this year, actually the end of last year. And so we were blessed with eight acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
And
beautiful
we
want to
build, we want to build our property, our safe home for girls to come 6 months, 9 months, however long they need to find their identity in them. Because being abused by a father or uncle for 19 years, 16 years, they don't know that's all. They're only being used.
Yeah.
And so we have many girls. And so the girl you saw is, she just lives with her grandmother and she doesn't have any friends. She stopped school. And so we're praying about what to do. There's always so many needs.
Right.
There's never-ending needs. And so right now she's in our tailoring school, and she comes Monday through Friday and just meets with us. And when we can disciple her when there's time, we're just sitting at the sewing machine with her, praying with her, talking about life. And so we just are really discipling girls.
Mm-hmm.
And boys, we realized after we started that our ministry wasn't just for girls and girls and women, that it's for all. And so our counseling center operates as a fully men, women, boys, whatever comes our way, we take care of, because it's just, there's nothing free of service here. And everything that we do, we don't charge 1 cent.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. You've been listening to a conversation between Bram's wife, Sandy, and Pamela Chikundu of Hope for Restoration Initiative. And we'll have the second part of this conversation tomorrow. If you missed anything today, you can listen again anytime. Just open up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and go to CompassionRadio.com. And while you're there, go ahead and take a moment to find out more about this ministry. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you liked what you heard, please consider supporting Compassion Radio. First, with your prayers. When you pray for us, God increases the effectiveness of this ministry by empowering the Compassion Radio team for service and by opening doors of opportunity for us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Second, please share this broadcast with a friend or loved one. This will help us reach as many people as possible with the important work God is doing in the lives of those who live in a missional way. And finally, please consider supporting this ministry financially. Compassion Radio is 100% listener-supported. That means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. You can support Compassion Radio right now by calling 800-868-2478 or by visiting CompassionRadio.com. When you're there, just click on the Donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd like to show your support using your smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION to 53445. And of course, you can always mail your gift to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks again so very much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen. And please be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ventures Incorporated and your generous financial support.
It was Desmond Tutu who said, "Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness." Friends, this is Bram Floria, and I'd like to tell you about a wonderful opportunity for you to help some of the most at-risk people in the world, children and infants, to bring them out of the darkness of destitution and abandonment and into the hope of a bright future and a better life. It's Store of Hope in Johannesburg, South Africa, and it's seen thousands adopted, fostered, or even reclaimed by family members who had originally abandoned them. The good news is that there are already two very successful baby houses in existence, and our Compassion Radio partners like you had a big part in making those happen in the past. But we all know that babies don't stay babies forever. And that's why Door of Hope, in partnership with Compassion Radio, is seeking again this year to continue the construction of Hope Village. This transformational project will feature a large park playground, a school even, a church, a farm, and will eventually be completely self-sustaining. The kind and loving staff at Hope Village will provide each and every child with spiritual training and education, as well as a marketable skill to use when they grow up. Your financial gift will help ensure that each of these little ones has a chance at a bright and successful future. So please, pray and ask God how He would have you help. When you give, you'll be changing the eternal destiny of one child or more, desperately in need of hope right now. And here's the best part. For the first time ever, we have a special challenge grant on this project of $4,000 for this month, which means every dollar you give is going to be doubled if you will give now. Please call us at 1-800-868-2478 during business hours Pacific time or go to CompassionRadio.com to give right away. You can also write us at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's 1-800-868-2478 or go to CompassionRadio.com. And our mailing address again is P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And if you've got a smartphone or a tablet, just text the word KIDS to 53445. That's the word KIDS, K-I-D-S, to 53445. Thank you again for your willingness to be part of what God is doing in the lives of these children and infants in South Africa through the 2019 Compassion Radio Door of Hope Project. God bless you.